Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verses 22 to 25. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the good actions of the non-Muslim. They were rewarded already here in this world. In the year after, karamadin ishtaddat, that those people who rejected Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they rejected the articles of faith, did not believe in Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran Sharif, many other issues, so their good deeds will be like the ash. And the ash karamadin ishtaddat bihi rih, so now a gale force. A wind came on that day, fi yawmin asif, on that day where there was a hurricane, and there were strong winds, violent winds, and now everything was scattered in different various directions. La yaqdiruna mimma kasabu ala shay, they don't have the power of what they did on anything of theirs. So similarly, they will not be rewarded at all. The Muslim will be rewarded in this world and the year after. You see some shops even today, I see, they have bansela. Bansela is a bonus. When I was very young, I remember that my father would say that give them a handkerchief or a pair of socks. This I'm speaking of 50, 55 years ago. If a person bought, you know, for 100, 200 rand, that time was a lot of money. So remember that Allah Jalla Wala grants us this bansela, and that is the bonus. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. So whatever we get and receive in this world is a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The optimum, maximum reward will be in the year after. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. These people have gone far, far away from the right path. Almighty Allah created the heavens, the earth, and justly, that if the sun was 1 kilometer nearer, we should be roasted and toasted. If Almighty Allah Jalla Wala changed the universe just little bit, so we should not survive. But everything created with perfection, accuracy, harmony, that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah's mercy. But Allah Ta'ala has Qudratullah, Sunnatullah, that the system of Allah. Sun rises, sun sets, and remember you have the four seasons. Qudratullah, the power of Allah, Iyasha yuthibkum. He can let all of you disappear, decimate you, annihilate you in a split second. وَيَأَتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, and bring a new creation. So remember, we see in wars, we see, remember, in earthquakes, we see people drowning in floods in their thousand tsunami. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ, and that is not difficult for Almighty Allah. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, the day of judgment, the people will be following one another, and they all will appear. Those who are the followers will say, فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Those who are weak and meek will speak to those who are arrogant and proud in the leaders. إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعَى. That we were your followers, your votaries, your supporters. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ أَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Can you now help us, divert and avert this punishment away from us even a little bit? They will say, the leaders, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. If Allah grants us hidayat, then we will give you hidayat. Instead of saying that we are astray and we led you astray, they apportion the blame to Allah. If Allah gives us guidance, that is human beings' nature. When they are guilty, then the blame game. They start blaming others for their own failure, their own corruption. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِئْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيسٍ. Irrespective whether we cry, we sob, we scream, or we exercise patience and restraint, مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيسٍ. There is no escape, no exit, no refuge for us. Now they admit they have to go to Jahannam. And because of their kufr and blasphemy, because of their shirk and polytheism, because of their nifaq and hypocrisy, so that is, they only paid lip service to Islam. The heart was devoid of iman and faith and conviction. Everlasting doom and gloom, and they will be sent and dispatched to Jahannam, perpetually, eternally. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Almighty Allah, save us from Jahannam and the hellfire. Today's lesson, chapter 14, verse 22 to 25. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us regarding Khutbatun Batra. You see the word in chapter 108, Surah Kawthar, every Muslim knows it. And verse 3, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Abtar means aqta. Something that is cut off, something that is crushed and so forth. So khutbah is feminine, so batra, so it is cut off. The shaitan, Satan, Lucifer will render a sermon on the day of justice, the day of judgment. But no praising Almighty Allah, no salawat, salutations, blessings upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we call it khutbatun batra. That there is no goodness in it because it is cut off and devoid of barakah and blessing. It is an admission of guilt. And he knows now he's going to be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and never will he come out from there, and all his tricks and shenanigans have become apparent. Chapter 14, verse 22. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and the shaitan, Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, Shaitana, Shaitana, the root letters means Ba'uda. He's very, very far, far away from the mercy of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala cursed him and deprived him of the special, special mercy of Almighty Allah. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. When all the matters are decided, who is going to Jannah, who is going to Jahannam and the paradise and hellfire, and he knows فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group will enter Jannah and paradise. One group will enter the blazing furnace and fire. Now everything is settled and the dust is settled. The decisions are made. He will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Verily Allah promised you وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ, the true promise. So Allah's promise was always the truth one. But I, my cronies, and my agents, we embellish the vices and the sins. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ, and I and my agents, we promised you also. فَأَخَلَفْتُكُمْ, hence I broke my promise. I did not honor it, and I fooled you, and you fell for the joke. So see now, you're going to join me, Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Satan and Lucifer in Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah protect us. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. And I had no power over you. I had no authority over you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. Except that I invited you. I invited you to the boyfriend, girlfriend. I invited you to the casino. Invited you to the alcohol and drugs. invited you to the Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, the gay brigade. So every vice, the interest and everything, I invited you and embellished it, adorned it, beautified it, and you, human being, you found it irresistible. So what you did, illa andautukum fastajabatum li, and I invited you, and you responded to me, and you responded to me willingly, lovingly. You said how good it is. And I destroyed your home. I took away your peace. I took away your serenity. You said, Salat time, I'm sleeping. And movie time, you are wide awake. So all these things. Think about it, human being. Today we still can make amends. We can address and redress the issue. Make sincere tawbah. Cry, petition, beg Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Satan, from Lucifer, from Shaitan, and his awlad, and his agents, and cronies, and comrades. Any person who invites towards vices and sin and wrong, شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. You get the shaitan in human form. You get the shaitan in jinn form. They work in cahoots with one another. They collude with one another. They give wonderful talks and lectures. See the shaitans on the TV. Sometimes they will look like the biggest maulana, the biggest sheikh, the biggest imam. And they will give their masters of oratory. So you will say, but what a good talk. But remember, the invitation is for satanic business. That the vices they will legalize and so forth. So think properly which way we are going, O human being. Illa andautukum fastajabatum li. See what he says. This is shaitan. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not blame me. Hence today the day of justice. Don't blame me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And blame yourself. Today you must admit, O human being, O jinn, that you are the guilty one. I did not impose it upon you. I did not enforce it upon you. I just made it very attractive for you. And you said this food, you know in your inner recesses of the heart is haram. But we told you it's halal, it's got a halal logo. And then once you got accustomed to the haram, the wine, dine and swine, then the vices increased. So that is where we are today. Think properly. Our earning, question mark. Our eating, consuming, debated, polluted, diluted. And thereafter, the vices, Ramadan time comes, we super Muslims. 11th month of the year, all hell break loose. Just now will be holidays and we'll see what will happen. Then we will see Salat, everything will be just neglected. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis, the Satan, Lucifer, and his army. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nisa. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trials, the tribulations, and the tests of the women. See now, December time coming, holiday time coming, and remember the parties are being advertised. End of the year party, have a one night fling, have a two night stand, and come to this joint and come to that party. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Oh my youth, oh my sister, oh my youngster, read with me. Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh my beloved Allah, fortify. Protect my private part, Ya Allah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned to us the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. What will take people into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la? Taqwa Allah wa husn al-khuluq. That we have the taqwa, we carry out the do's, we abstain and refrain from the don'ts, and that are the one reason, taqwa Allah, and the good character. Good character don't mean in front of people we become humble and so forth, nay. all time, all places, we are prepared to accept the truth, and we are becoming an asset to humanity. And what are the two things that will lead us to Jahannam al-Ajwafan, the two crevices, the two openings, al-famu wal-farju, the tongue and the private part. Think properly which way we are going, O Muslim. Ma ana bi musrikhikum wa ma antum bi musrikhi. Today I cannot assist you. So finish, the decision is done. A person enters Jannah and Paradise, fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah ta'ala. He or she enters Paradise and Jannah with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. He and she enters Jahannam, Allah forbid, the fire, the furnace, adlam min Allah, the justice system of Allah. Ma ana bi musrikhikum wa ma antum bi musrikhi. Nor can I assist you today, O my followers, O my votaries, O my supporters, and nor can you help me. Inni kafartu bima ashraktumuni min qabl. I reject. You made Jesus the Son of God. You made idols the partners of God. You worshipped in somebody something and you said they are associates, partners of God. Inni kafartu, I reject. Bima ashraktumuni, what you associated to me. Meaning I told you that this is your God, this is so, and whatever you ascribe associated with me, min qabl. So all that I reject. I only embellished it. I didn't force you. Inna al-zalimina lahum adhabun aleem. So you must remember that for the zalims, zalim means inna shirka la zulmun azim. When people ascribe, associate somebody, something to Allah, that is the worst, worst form of oppression. So these zalim, these mushrikeen and kafirin, those who are guilty of blasphemy and of kufr and shirk and polytheism, lahum adhabun aleem, for them is a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah mahfadna min. We ask protection, Ya Allah. Allah minna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. We beg of you, Ya Allah, grant us jannat al-firdaus, our parents, our siblings, every person who left this world with Iman and Islam, grant all of them jannat al-firdaus. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karmik. Out of your mercy, benevolence, majesty, greatness, Ya Allah, and your magnanimity. Now Almighty Allah shows us the two situations, and today we will discuss one, tomorrow we'll discuss the other, inshallah. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people will be admitted, entered. Those who have amanu amilu salihat, they have iman. They believe in all the articles of faith, and not from the tip of the tongue, from the inner recesses of their heart, and they believe in it. No iota of doubt and skepticism. Non-negotiable. The faith is unshakable. Wa amilu salihat, and to enhance it, they continue with the good deeds. You have your garden, you have your business. Now you want to enhance it, improve it, make it better than what it was. So our iman, we have to increase it with the righteous deeds. Then we die with that iman and Islam. Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. For them is gardens. Such gardens, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. What no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, what no mind and brain can ever comprehend and perceive beyond our comprehension and perception. Tajri min tahti al-anhar. Beneath those gardens you will see the rivers and the streams and the rivulets flowing. And some streams, wa anharum min ma'in ghayri asin, never will it be polluted water. Wa anharum min labanin lam yataghayyar ta'amuh, some of milk, the taste will never change. Wa anharum min khamri ladhatin lisharibin, of alcohol. Not the alcohol that makes you drunk and intoxicated. No, pure, pure one. وَأَنَهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. Pure, 100% pure honey. Today they write pure honey, but you know the story.
جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِّنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ.
So on top the gardens, beneath the streams and the rivulets, they will stay and dwell there forever and ever eternally. Allah Jalla Wala will let the people of Paradise Jannah settle there. Ask them, are you happy? They will say, Allah, how can we not happy? Allah says, no, I still got three things for you. One, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. I am forever happy and pleased with you. لَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Now I will never be displeased with you. Subhanallah. Allah's pleasure is the greatest thing. Then kapsh, a ram will be brought. It will be slaughtered. Do you know what is this? They'll say, yes. What is it? Maut. So Allah Ta'ala will himself or instruct the angel, slaughter it. Now never will maut come to you. Everlasting, eternal, perpetual bliss and happiness forever. And third one more gift for you. You are my guest. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Read Quran, O Muslim. Read the Sunnah Mubarakah. And Allah says, I give you one bonus. What is the bonus, Ya Allah? The curtains, the waves will be removed and we see Allah. Hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. O Allah, we beg of you. Ladhatan nadari, that we have the pleasure seeing you, ila wajhikal kareem, to see thy honorable countenance. We saw makhluk, we saw cities, we saw countries, we saw continents. We tired, Ya Allah, of seeing creation. Now we have shock, we have desire to see you. So that is the true believer. So see what Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission and consent of their sustainer, nourisher. So Allah says, go, enter my Jannat. نُزُولًا مِّنَ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. You are my guest. I will be your host. But we can't command Allah. Only Allah can command us. But we can request Allah. Allah, out of His benevolence, mercy and magnanimity, will grant us what we desire. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ. There the greeting will be salam, salam, salam. Everybody in peace and harmony. In this world there were arguments between the 2, 3, 4 wives. Allah says, you enter my Jannah. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ. Allah will remove the rancor, malice, hatred, jealousy, everything removed. Only peace, tranquility, serenity there. No eating, no drinking because of hunger and thirst. We'll be the connoisseur, eating, drinking just for pleasure. We have a 7-course, 8-course meal and then they bring the dessert. But we already ate, but just taste it. So that is what Jannat is all about. No urinating, no defecating. So how will everything come out? Through the perspiration. And that perspiration will not have any smell and bad odor. It will have fragrance, O Muslim. Allah speaks about me and you. Alam tara, what don't you see? Kayfa daraballahu mathala. Allah gives the example. Kalimatan tayyiba, of the pure word, the iman. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu rasulu, the kalima tayyiba. Kashajaratin tayyiba is like that pure tree, the date tree. Asluha thabitu, the root is firmly in the ground, solid in the ground. وَفَرُؤُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and the branches, the fruit are up in the sky. So the branches right up in the sky, high in the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا, and it brings its fruits. كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, every season it brings bumper crops. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, with the permission of Allah. So this Muslim, his iman is firm, solid, not shakeable. And then the actions come. He goes higher in rank. And then he sees the fruit. And that is Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. وَيَذْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ Almighty Allah sets forth these examples for humanity. لِنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So that they accept the advice. So that they take heed. Surah 14, verse number 25. Allah says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So that they may accept this advice and take heed. In chapter 59, verse 21, Allah states, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَذْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ We give this example so that humanity might wonder, ponder and reflect over it. اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس الأعلى بفضلك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Grant us all جنة الفردوس out of your grace, mercy and benevolence, O الرحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا أرحم الراحمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين